Hey there, and welcome to the latest episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy, the podcast that helps you navigate the ever-changing landscape of mobile marketing. Hey there, and welcome to another episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy. I'm Kim Stewart.
And I'm Hazel Fruitman.
And today we are going to talk about concierge, nightclub promoters, VIP hosts, personal services, and how you can effectively use mobile wallet marketing to really make an impact on your bottom line, grow your customer list, grow your base. We're going to start out with a real quick rundown of what a mobile wallet marketing pass is, where it goes, how it works. I'm sure that there are a good number of listeners who have no idea what it is. And so, Hazel, why don't you start with the details of passes?
Well, a mobile wallet pass can be found in your Apple Wallet app. That's a native app that Apple supplies on every iPhone. That's millions and millions of iPhones.
So Apple does the distribution for you. You don't need a standalone app. You don't need to go and pay somebody to build one and then get it into the App Store and try to get it ranked and blah, 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 and all of that. You really can leverage things like your website and your social media pages and stuff like that by driving traffic from the wallet. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that is exactly what I'm saying.
So the front of the pass is literally just the front of a pass. It's like a calling card. It's got some color, some graphics, and a couple of headlines. And if you have a logo, you might want to put that on there. Otherwise, your name on there, maybe a headshot. You might do that instead of a horizontal graphic so that people see you and they are like, oh, yeah, that's my casino host from XYZ Casino, or, oh yeah, that's my concierge, or that's my my nightclub person that gets me to the head of the line when I want to go out, take my friends out for a night on the town. You know, some other people that this would apply to too are people like limousine drivers and anybody in what we consider to be the personal services industry. So what's on the back of the pass?
Well, on the back of the pass is all the fun stuff. Short links to, let's say, the casino, links to any special promotions that you have going on. There's call to action links, so you can directly call you. They can email you. If you have a special promotion at a certain venue going on, then there can be a link directly to Google Maps.
Right, by using the address function. What if you wanted to have, say, for instance, your folks were going out to a nightclub and you weren't going to be there? You could create a special ticket for that nightclub for that night, provided you'd worked it out with the doorman or the management, whatever. So when your people showed up and they had this pass on their phone, they automatically went to the head of the line without you having to come and get them, because sometimes it's really hard to be in more than one place at one time and people do get stretched pretty thin. So this is almost like a mini me.
Right, and you're providing that personal touch and you're making your client feel like they're a VIP.
Absolutely. So passes go on to the iPhone really simply. There's no additional app needed. If you have Android users, they do have to download a third-party app from the Google Play Store. But there are two wallet apps that we recommend on the download links. If your Android person doesn't already have a wallet installed that will take the pass, and it's the only way it works on Android at the moment. Apple's obviously much, much simpler, but we realize that not everybody is an iPhone. Some people are Samsungs or LGs or HTCs or whatever. Now, geolocation and location and proximity, these are huge things that are tremendously important in the scope of personal services and pass holders. So why don't you talk about how the geo notification and the iBeacons, how they work?
Well, if you're a host and you're expecting your clients to come in, and if, let's say you're in Vegas, do you expect them to come into McLaren Airport? When they're at baggage claim, you can have a pop-up notification saying, hey, welcome to
Vegas. Welcome to Vegas. Click here for the car to come and pick you up.
And here's that special promotion. Here's your $100 credit. Whatever you need to.
We've got a couple of casino hosts that love to pop messages. Like, say they've got guests that are coming into town not to gamble, but say they're only going to be there for like a day or two for a conference and they haven't called their host and said, oh, hey, I'm coming to Vegas. Well, as soon as they're at the airport and they're in baggage claim or the taxi line is another really popular one. It pops up a little reminder that says, hey, don't forget to come and see me while you're in town. And again, it's an automatic thing. You set it up using the GPS coordinates of the baggage claim or the taxi line or wherever, you know, the little train that takes you from the terminals to the baggage claim area. All you have to have are the GPS coordinates for that. You could set it up to where it popped a message when somebody was being dropped off at the front door of your hotel or casino or nightclub or any of the things that you do as the personal services go. You can add a time-based element where if you wanted to use, like, say, a ticket, like an event ticket to have them come to something special that you're doing, and the ticket would sit like almost like a boarding pass or something in the wallet, and then it would be ready to go at the time. I guess one of the things you probably want to think about there is, after the event is over, what happens to the pass?
Well, the pass can be remarketed. You can change that pass to your next event.
To your next event or any whatever. If you've got certain sponsors or certain clubs that are paying you to promote for them, you can change all of the information on the pass. And what's the what's the percentage of passes that generally stay in the wallets?
Well, it's such a high number. It's 90% retention rate.
And, you know, that's right now. And people put the passes in. They forget they're in there. You change the information, update the information, send them a little notification to their lock screen saying that the pass has updated or whatever. And it's like a real personal touch. Now, referrals. Everybody who's in the personal service business is always looking for personal referrals from their clients. So one of the most important features of passes is the ability to share them with other people. And how do you do that?
You can do that by use of a QR code. QR code is done by popping up Apple Wallet, scan to pass. You apply the phone right up to the QR code. It scans it and downloads it automatically and add it into your Apple Wallet.
So that's like the big one. If you have customers who have the passes in their phones and their friend is like, oh, wow, that's super neat. Well, if their friend is an iPhone user, all they have to do is open up Apple Wallet, scan it, it automatically goes in there. If they're Android, it goes back to the additional app, whatever. Now, you can also, if you have a mailing list, whether it's an email mailing list or SMS, you can use a short link in your mailer or in your SMS broadcast. Social media, Twitter is great for this. Facebook is great for this. Anything that takes a link. Now, one of the things that you probably want to make sure you do is don't scare people. So when you're building your installed user base, it's just like building up social media followers or an email list.
Right.
You gotta tell them what's going on. Because frankly, if you give me a link and I open it, you know, I click on your link because I'm using my iPhone, and all of a sudden Apple Wallet opens up with no prior notice, what do you think?
People get scared and they don't know what's going on through their phone.
I mean, don't forget that Apple Wallet is where they keep their credit cards if they're using Apple Pay, and you just don't scare them, you know. Tell them, click here to install a pass in your Apple Wallet. It's easy with the QR code because they already have Wallet open, but when you're using the links, and the links are great because literally if somebody's on their phone already, all they have to do is tap the link and boom, The wallet opens up and the pass installs and they click add to confirm. The conversion rate on confirms when you give them some prior notice is so much better than if you just link to it blind and you scare them and they don't even know what it is. So of course they're not going to install it. And you can do multiple passes. You could do another pass link off the back of an existing pass. How would you do that?
Yes, you have a pass on the back of the link, back of the pass, sorry. You put a link to a new pass, automatically pops up into Apple Wallet, and now you have two passes in Apple Wallet. And you can make this, let's say you have clients that like just to play blackjack or they're poker players. You can make them specific.
Interest groups,
thank you. You can make it specific for that. Let them know what any tournaments that are coming, poker tournaments that are coming up.
Yeah, like you don't want to send a poker tournament invitation to somebody who hates poker and only wants to play baccarat. So, you know, you want to sit down and think about how you actually set up your different passes. What about having one just for yourself specifically, like a business card? What do you think?
Absolutely. You can do that. Keep it simple on the front. Again, picture of
headshot, your name, where you're working. A lot of people skip around. You know, somebody starts out at Casino A and then they go to Casino B. Well, what's the most effective way to let your client base know that you have moved? But to put it right in their mobile phone and have it so that it's got the geo notifications as well. So when somebody is, like you say, they're at a specific location, whether it's the airport or say they're at your old casino that you used to work at or the hotel you previously were the concierge at, you can set up a notification so that it pops up and says, hey, don't forget that I am now working at Hotel X. You can keep the personal interaction here. And what it does is it enables you to easily control your data. So if you have passes installed, say for instance, like your digital business card pass, any offers or things that you have, if this is your account, as far as we're concerned, this is your data. So you can remarket, you can change the contents of the pass right there in the phone. Let's say you were working at Hotel A, but now you're working at Hotel Z. Well, all you want to do is just change up the front, change up the back, let everybody know that you've moved. Maybe you are a massage therapist and you have a big client base and you were working at a specific spa and now you have gone to work at a different spa. If you're a hairdresser, that's another really good one. And we're not talking about salon owners here. We're talking about the actual people who cut your hair. And, you know, like my guy had been working at one place for almost 25 years. And I left town, moved away, came back 12 years later. And of course, I want to go back to my same hair guy. So I text him and I'm like, hey, Greg, you're still cutting hair. You still at such and such salon. Well, he has to come back to me and say, oh, still cutting hair, but I've moved and I'm now working at blah, blah, blah salon. So now we're like two or three texts into this. I'm like, oh, where's that at? He's got to send me the address. If he had created a mobile wallet marketing pass and dropped it in my phone, obviously he couldn't have done this 12 years ago, but he could certainly do it today, and he is doing it. He could have simply notified me and every other client that he had when he made the switch from salon A to salon B. I wouldn't have been like, oh, well, you know, now I need the phone number so I can call. Now I need the maps. Or, you know, I need the address. All of that information would have been self-contained on the back of the pass, and I could have tapped the address, gotten a map. I could have tapped the phone number, called to set up my appointment. It would have been so much more efficient, and it would have saved both of us a lot of time and a lot of energy and a lot of thumb, thumb, thumb. So, you know, that's another really good example of personal services and how you can use it to keep your clients up to date and informed. So, promote, 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 gently tell people this is going to open your Apple Wallet. This link is going into Apple Wallet, etc. That's really the big one. There is, you want to, if you're at the salon where you work or you're at the hotel, it's a really easy thing to do. But when you want to send out stuff in like a mailer or social media ads or stuff like that, that one is where you kind of have to be careful. And then, you know, of course, the sharing is caring. One friend gives it to another one. That part's really easy, and it just helps you to build your base rapidly. You get to engage with them.
Right. It's quite fluid, actually.
Yeah, it is. That's a great way to describe it. It's a very fluid situation. I don't have anything else on this topic.
No, we're good. We're good.
Awesome. Okay, well, we're going to sign off for this week, and you have a great week.
Have a good one.